And welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Dennis Fithian, Matt the Hitman Mizler. And let's go right to the phone, 734-998-1050. Let's go to Hadley. What's up, Hadley?
Hadley?
Can you hear me now?
Now we got you. Yeah, we got you now.
I'm sorry. I was on mute. Sorry about that. All right, we got our man back, and I can't express enough that we do have him back, and we've got him for another 5 years with the extension and everything else. I was going to say, Dennis, it doesn't look like you're going to be that lawyer after all, does it?
No, I deserve it, Hadley. You know, I said that I thought he was flirting with the NFL and trying to get that NFL job, and I really felt like one of those teams would be interested in him, and they weren't. So I deserve everything that you bring to me. I was, especially since I was yelling at you and telling you to know what you're talking about.
That's all right, Dennis. I deserve to be yelled at every once in a while. You know, nothing wrong with getting a little glutton punishment every once in a while, I guess. But no, I was going to say, but I think he did put his feelers out there. I'm pretty sure he did that. And, you know, I really think, Dennis, it was his last 3 years at Michigan. I think that's why there was no real feelings why Harbaugh, you know, wasn't considered. Because if you remember, what was it, 2 or 3 years ago before this, he had to come out and say to all his players and everything, you know, that he's still going to stay in Michigan, you know, and all the NFL teams are coming out to try to get him, grab him and stuff. But I think that's part of the reason why a lot of this took so long to do, don't you think?
Well, I'm shocked, Hadley, as you know, listening to me, that he couldn't even get the time of day with any of these teams. But, yeah, like you get your contract chopped in half and then you're out there and, I mean, maybe you believe that he was just working on his staff and he was like, yeah, you know, I got half the money and I'm not doing anything with the NFL. But I don't know, not one of those teams would even, they didn't even look up from their desk at him. And, you know, to me, that's a, you know, that says something about what he did in the NFL and the bridges that he burned.
Yeah, I think so. And I was going to ask you real quick, how long did you work in Detroit?
14 years.
Now, did you ever did you live in Detroit or in the Detroit area?
No. I've lived in Dexter for the last 10 years, and before that, Canton.
Okay, well, that's kind of near Detroit. The reason I'm asked is that I know we were discussing about Stevie Wonder the other day. Did you ever or have you ever had a chance to go down and see the famous house that Berry Gordy built called Hittstown or Hittsville, USA,
where most of them started? Every time that, you know, the Lions, Wings, Pistons or Tigers are on a national broadcast or something, you know, I see the video there. And as much time as I went to practices and games and all the different venues down there, no, a long answer to just say no, I have not been down there. I'll put that on the list, Hadley. I need to get down there.
Yeah, you do. I hear it's really great. Jamie, have you ever been there?
Hittsville? Yes, you know that. Sorry, that's just me. I when I first came here in 1984, I went down to see Hittsville.
And you got a tour of the place and everything, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, Jamie, can I make a request for the new year that maybe we can slip in some, since we both love Motown, we can slip in some Motown bumper music once in a while?
I will
see. Very Superstitious by Stevie Wonder is a great rejoin.
I will make sure I add some Motown to the rotation.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Hey, here's a quick fact I heard the other day, guys. I don't know if you've ever heard this, but when the Pistons started playing in Detroit in 1958, I heard this on the show the other day, that last year with all four Detroit professional teams, and they included Michigan and Michigan State football, and I don't know if they included them all the other years since 58, but last year in 2020 was the first year that all four Detroit professional teams and Michigan and Michigan State had losing records.
Well, you're a bundle of barrel of laughs.
I knew I'd get the ovation out of that. But no, I just thought that was interesting that, you know, it took them this long to finally get all losing seasons all in the same calendar year.
Yeah, okay. Wow.
I don't mean to bring you guys down or anything like that. I just thought it was an interesting fact, that's all. And now, Jamie, can you can you tell us now, was Monday was the day, wasn't it? Can you say it now officially?
He's giving you some superstitions, Hadley. Why do you need to know, Hadley?
Well, you were going to tell us eventually, so.
No, I'm not. I don't have to tell you now. You got a contract signed, so you know you can think about it.
All right, I will then.
Okay, well, that's good. I look, the mind keeps the mind working. Keeps your mind working. You know, I got other callers. You got to go.
I know. We'll talk Monday.
All right. Talk to you later. 734-998-1050. Let's go to Danny. What up, Danny?
Hey, Dennis, Jamie, how are you today?
Waiting for this weekend, Danny. We're excited about the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, for Wild Card Weekend?
Wild Card Weekend, the national championship game on Monday, Michigan, Wisconsin on Tuesday. It's going to be, what is that, 4 days consecutively. Yeah. Some pretty sweet games. Yeah.
Right. Correct.
What's that, Danny?
Michigan, Wisconsin, Tuesday night.
Yeah, that's right. And Michigan sports start up tonight with hockey, Danny. Michigan hockey back at it tonight.
Oh, yes. Let's give a shout-out to our buddy Cam York for winning that gold medal.
Oh, hell yeah.
That was awesome.
Yep. And for being the captain, showed that great Michigan leadership.
There you go.
Very impressed.
Yeah. It was a great scene watching him put those medals on. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. I just want to say about Jim Harbaugh coming back, this is my hope. That he gets that fire he had when he was a player back in the day with Jamie. Can I say, Jamie, ask you the question, wasn't Jim one of these fiery, competitive guys when he was your teammate?
Yes, he was. He was always fired up, ready to take on every challenge.
Okay. Now, hopefully with these incentives that are before him, that this will turn the tide and get that fire back, because I haven't seen that fire these last 6 years since he's been here at Michigan, the same that when he was playing and in the NFL. So I really think this could be his redemption. And I pray, because I got to tell you, you walk a few feet down the road to Chrysler Center. It's El Fuego down there. What Juwan is doing, I'm blown away. Hopefully that will, what's going on in the William Davidson Player Center will light a fire back in Schenbeckler Hall.
Yeah, I agree. Danny, I totally agree with you. Michigan is on fire. They're playing great basketball. They're playing selfless basketball.
And Danny, I'd say I thought the first 3 years Harbaugh did show a lot of fire. The last 3 years, not so much. I think it coincided with that, you know, loss to Ohio State and JT Barrett. Ever since then, it's kind of been like he's lost a little bit, lost a little bit, lost a little bit.
Yeah. Well, listen, I know there are other callers. I'm going to let you guys go. And let's keep up the good work with Michigan basketball. And I look forward to Jim solidifying his staff, and let's all get back in the stands again.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Danny, have a great weekend. And you know what? You brought something that I didn't think about that could be a factor that Michigan fans, and instead of just, you know, hoping for this miracle, that the football miracle that I'm talking about, pray that he can turn it around. That doesn't hurt.
734-988-1050. Oh. Let's go to Dennis in the OC.
Hey, Jamie, Dennis Smith, how you guys doing?
Doing good. Well. Happy New Year, Dennis.
Thank you. Happy New Year to everybody. And we just, I guess during this week, our Eastern Orthodox brothers and sisters are celebrating their Christmas. But, I guess we're going to have Dennis Unity here on the hiring. I think I agree with Young D about this. I mean, like we're saying, we're hopeful it works out, but it just, it's hard to get enthused about it. You know, people are talking about last year and saying, well, that was such a strange year. It was an off year. And well, it was for everybody. And some teams really did well, and we had an historically bad year following previous years of disappointment. And it's very bothersome. We're looking for the fire to come back. And it shouldn't be based on, and I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it won't be based on financial incentives. If it is, that's a problem. But I'm going to glean from what I've heard about the man and what Jamie said and others that's he's self-motivated. And if the fire comes back, we'll see it for reasons other than the financial incentives. And if it was because of the financial incentives, that would be a big problem. But I don't know. It's hard to look at what's been going on and feel good about this. But sometimes things happen in ways that surprise. And when you feel the most down, then that's when you're the closest to things working out. I can't explain how that's going to happen, but maybe with the new staff and some things that'll improve it. But it's more than game planning and play design and things of that nature. I mean, just at least it seems to be just looking at it, right? I mean, the psychology and the way everybody's acting. We don't see that same kind of dynamism. It's not about him interacting with fans, but you know, maybe the relationship with the players or just the whole demeanor of it looks so very different than all the successful programs. And so I'm wondering what's the likelihood of that part improving, and what do you guys think?
Yeah, I think the one part that he had his comments today in the release about him and Ward had looked at things and he had a plan. I think part of that is figuring out how to get the intensity back and the focus of his team, because that really was lacking. As much as it was a fun story, or I don't know, but it was a fun story. It was an uplifting story about how he was out there with the team and you know, trying to get him back to play for this year. And it seemed like there was a togetherness there. But after the Minnesota game, the overconfidence and just the way Michigan State really dominated that game, I mean, that's the eye opener. I think that's where they need to start. And Dennis, you know, your point about whether it's rock bottom or sometimes the darkest hours before dawn, I think those are the things that I don't know if those are great things to lean on, but I think that's where it's at. It doesn't look good. You know, when you're telling, they're not going to get great predictions. And look, and if we think this and we're all Michigan fans, you can just imagine what people that don't like Michigan, the people that hate Michigan, it's just going to be a barrage of negativity towards Jim Harbaugh. You've probably already seen that. So, you know, and there's nothing wrong with being skeptical. It's going to be a different off season, but as you know, picking up W's and, you know, cashing those in, things change around really quick. So that, you know, that's going to be the hope.
Yes. In fact, you raised a great point just there, talking about going into the year. And I think a lot of us felt, and I did, I think I made this comment on this program going into the year, and then particularly after the Minnesota game. I thought the situation was completely different than it turned out to be. I know I'm not alone in that. But then when the L's came in, particularly, I mean, that Michigan State game really is what takes, really knocked the stuffing out of you. Because, I mean, I looked at the season. I think a lot of us didn't stop. But, okay, there's the one game. You cannot lose that game. And particularly after they lost at home to Rutgers. And then we did. And then, oh, my God, you know. But then everything went south. And it was a very poor year. And it was totally unlike what we thought we were going to see. And so just as it can turn that negatively that way, it can turn positively the other way. I hope it does. I mean, obviously, Captain Obvious, you want Michigan to win. But if you know, having Jim Harbaugh succeed would be great. It's just it doesn't seem like it's the highest probability road to success doing this as opposed to bringing, say, Matt Campbell or somebody. But I'm just looking at it from the outside. But
well, Dennis, like the part about being overconfident against Michigan State, like I was completely overconfident, but that doesn't mean anything. I mean, they're the team and he's the coach. But coming out flat the next week against Indiana, there's no excuse for that. Getting you know, your pride taken away from what Wisconsin did and quitting on them, and then, you know, not having a very good you know, showing against Penn State either. I mean, all those things, that's not like injuries and, oh, it's a COVID year. And that's different. I mean, people want to just chalk it up as, you know, the you know, pandemic pass, and I'm giving passes for all kinds of things in the pandemic, but not showing up and not playing as a team and not being ready to play and not you know, playing Michigan football, like all of that, you know, there's a little bit more. That's attitude. There's a lot of things going on when you have the kind of showing that they had this year, more than a pandemic pass.
Yeah, there's a lot more. But and I heard you guys were talking about earlier, a little bit earlier, you and Jamie, you know, fired up, and I thought you made great points. And I'm curious as to what Jamie would say about that.
Well, I mean, I look, I believe like Ward does. I'm gonna give Jim Harbaugh a chance to redeem himself. Look, he came here and we put expectations on Jim Harbaugh that weren't fair. But when he delivered what he delivered on his first season, expectations went out of this world, and he has not had a chance to catch up. So with that being said, you got a chance now. You got a reprieve. Now you got to come back to being yourself, getting in people's face, being Jim Harbaugh, bringing a good coaching staff here, a staff that stays around. You can't have coaches going door to door every year. They can't leave. You get you some coaches, you keep them the hell here. And if you ain't going to pay them, then that's your fault. So that's how I feel, Dennis. He's got a reprieve. He's got a chance. If he doesn't get it right, then his ass has got to go.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I think you both made excellent points there. And to paraphrase somebody else, I'm looking for the team to come back from under with that emotional drive and to do as well as Dennis, Miz, and Jamie do on this radio program. So keep up the great work, guys. Let's go Blue and hail to the victors.
Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate the phone call. 734-998-1050. Last call of the day. Let's go to Dave. What's up, Dave?
Well, hello, Jamie, Dennis, Miz.
Happy New Year.
Sad day. Yeah, you too. You know, this year's record for Michigan football was 2-4, but that's a misleading record because they really should have been 1-5. Look at that Rutgers game. Boy, they were lucky that Rutgers messed up and missed a field goal in the first overtime that would have won it. So this season was even worse than the record looks like.
Or 1-8, Dennis, you know, you could make a case for that, or 2-7, right?
Well, there you go. Yeah. But, Dennis, you said that Harbaugh did really well his first 3 years. I think I'll give him the first 2 years, but if you look back at year three, I believe they were 8-5. With zero victories over teams that had winning records in the regular season. So that year was nothing to write home about. I've got a lot more to say and not enough time, but my main point is this. John Beilein got a lot of praise for his work, and deservedly so. And you know what has never been said about Beilein? Nobody has ever bragged about Beilein by simply saying that he's better than the two guys who were here before, even though he was much better than the two guys that were here before. The reason for that is because he had actual accomplishments that we could brag about. Multiple regular season Big Ten titles, multiple tournament Big Ten titles, multiple appearances in the national championship game. With Harbaugh, there are no such accomplishments, and therefore we've heard for 6 straight years, the only thing we've heard is, well, he's better than Rich Rod and better than Brady Hoke. That's a sad commentary.
Yeah, David, I'll give it to you in 17. You know, in 18, even if they lost to Notre Dame, but they got back, and you know, I know they ended up getting pounded and giving up to 157 points to Ohio State. But what would it be? 2015, 2016, and 2018. Three out of those first four, I had some promise, and or there was some promise, and I liked it.
Well, yeah, Dennis, but all these 10 win years, people talk about 10 win years. Yeah, now they're playing 13 games a year. So 10-3 isn't that great compared to the old days when you might play 10 or 11 games and have a much better record and, yes, and less victories. We're talking about cheap victories over weak Big Ten teams and weak non-conference teams. That's who he's beaten, basically.
Yeah. No, you're right. No, you're right. I mean, there's the other side of that coin, that one that he's going to have to hear about this entire winter, spring, and summer until he gets out there on the field and is able to show that he's going to be able to reverse some of this.
Hey, Dave, yeah. I appreciate the phone call. We got to go. We'll talk to you Monday if you want to call in. That being said, hey, you got time for pick 'em or no?
Yeah, if we want to do it real quick, I can make it real quick.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. NFL wild card weekend starts off with Colts at Bills. Bills favored by 6.5. Jamie Morris.
I'm going to take the Colts and the points.
All right, Dennis?
So am I. I'll just give you a quick disclaimer. I would take all of the teams that are favorites to on the money line, but I will take all the dogs and the points. So in that situation, I'm taking the Colts with the points, with Jamie.
I'm going to be against you guys because no one circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. Rams at Seahawks, the Sea Chickens, favored by 3. Dennis?
Rams, but Seahawks to win.
Jamie?
I'm taking the Seahawks. I'm going to take the Seahawks and the points. I take that.
I'm going to take the Sea Chickens in that one as well, too. Saturday night, down at the Washington football team. The Bucks are favored by 8 points. Jamie?
Nobody wins playoff games like Tom Brady.
All right. Dennis?
I'll take Jamie's Washington football team.
You know, I kind of went back and forth with it, but I'm going to go with Tommy Terrific on this one and Bucks with that one. Sunday, first game, Ravens at Titans. Ravens favored by 3. Dennis?
King Henry and the Titans.
Jamie?
Lamar gets off the snide.
Okay.
He goes to the bathroom before the game starts.
I like the Titans in the upset to pull this pull the victory out at home. Bears at Saints. Saints 10-point favorite in this one. Jamie.
I'm not doing that. They're indoors. I'm taking the Saints.
Dennis?
Saints to win, but I'll take the 10 and the Bears.
All right, I'm going to go with the Saints in this one. And the final one, Browns at Steelers. Steelers favored by 6. Dennis?
I hate this game because of the COVID, but I'm going to take the Brownies, but I think the Steelers will win.
All right. And
so Brownies and the point.
All right, Jamie?
I'm taking the Steelers because the Browns haven't practiced all week.
They finally open up their practice facility, but I don't think it's enough time to do it. I'll take the Steelers. And finally, we will one last one. Monday night, we'll probably talk more about it on Monday, but the national title game, it is official that Ohio State has cleared their protocols. They are on the way to Miami. As we speak, they are 8-point underdogs to the Alabama Crimson Tide. Do I have to ask you, Jamie?
No, you don't.
All right, then I will go right to Dennis Fithian.
Well, I want the Tide to kill them by 50, but I want to take the Buckeyes to stay within the 7.
All right, I'm going to go with Alabama on this one to blow them out, especially with the Heisman Trophy winner. And with that, that is picks for the week, guys.
That's going to do it for us for the weekend. Have a great weekend. Wear a mask if you go out in public, and come back, and we'll see you on Monday. You've been listening to the M Zone on WTKA AM 1050. Ticket.